Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers and feline friends, it's time for Adele Park's Quirky Catnips.
Humans are doing a pretty good job of damaging the environment, but what about cats? Are they literally taking a dump on Mother Nature? The short answer is, not as much as dogs. An average-sized cat produces about 310 kilograms of carbon dioxide per year, the equivalent of a 12-hour drive, aka the longest journey ever to the vet's office. That's still better than dogs, whose carbon paw print is nearly double that. I wondered exactly how our sweet little meowers could possibly be bad for the environment. For starters, their diets could choke a cow. Cats and dogs chow down a staggering amount of the world's meat and fish. According to a study conducted by Gregory Okin, a geography professor at UCLA, if pets formed their own country, it would rank fifth in global meat consumption. Yikes! These little critters are eating us out of house and home. But no one wants to give up their furry friends, especially me. So what can be done to lessen their environmental impact? Sustainable pet food is a great place to begin. Fish-based products emit far less carbon than the production of chow made from red meat. Insect-based pet food is another alternative, although I'm not sure how my kitty would feel about crickets a la mode. One easy way to give the environment a break is to stop buying grundles of plastic toys that your cat probably isn't even interested in. Perhaps these small items don't seem like a big deal, but according to Earth.org, they produce 300 million pounds of plastic waste just in North America. Cheap toys should be one thing that is easy for a lot of pet owners to walk away from. My own cat has more fun playing with a cardboard box, pulling up the carpet with her nails, or knocking things off shelves. And then there's the crappy subject of kitty litter. Because cat feces can cause disease in humans, it can't be composted. Nowadays, there are all kinds of eco-friendly litter products available. Ditto for non-toxic grooming and cleaning products. The biggest way we can live in harmony with cats and the environment is to help control the pet population. Adopting kitties from pet shelters and getting them sterilized helps ensure there are enough resources for everyone. That's all for today. Meow, kitties!
Meow!
What's more quirky than cannabis? A reality TV show where everyone is half-baked. Quirky Cannabis Country by Adele Park is a trip you'll never forget. Get Quirky Cannabis Country today on Audible.com. Quirky Cannabis Country. Snag your copy before the whole place goes up in smoke.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.